Greetings, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Do you really realize in how much trouble we are in the United States of America, and how much more trouble we will see in the near future? And I'm just talking about the economic situation. The highly praised stimulus package of President Obama was already a failure when you look at the goal to bring it about through a bipartisan attempt. Well, in the House, all Republicans voted against it, and even 11 Democrats voted against it. And some have said, well, you know, the Republicans just did it because they wanted to be obnoxious. But there are also critics which point out that we are talking about an $818 billion package. And now, as it is approaching the Senate, some say it's actually more like $888 billion. And so they point out that many of the projects which are included in that package really won't help to stimulate the economy. That these are pet projects some have just put in because they figured that is their only chance to put them in. The fact that Robert Reich, a former Secretary of Labor person and also who is now the economic advisor to the Obama administration, has said that the stimulus package should specifically exclude white construction workers didn't help much in creating confidence in that package. Also, we find that this is by far not it. We are being told that in order to rescue those poor banks, which through their incompetency and bad decision-making have gotten into so much debt, we need another $2 trillion to bail them out. And some experts tell us that's not even enough. In addition, you'll have to have another $1.1 to $1.5 trillion from the public and private sectors. You know, all these bailout plans for those banks have resulted in absolutely nothing. Do you know what a short sale is? Because we're talking about stimulating the economy and the housing market. A short sale talks about a situation where a bank owns a house. And the house may be valuable in the amount of $200,000. But the prior owner of the house is indebted to the bank for, let's say, $600,000. And so this prior owner is trying to sell the property on the internet, but he says it's a short sale, which means that actually the banks will get involved, and so that short sale, if it goes through at all, will be a long sale. And in most cases, it doesn't go through because the banks don't want to sell the property. That's how they are helping the economy. That's how they are helping the housing market. Did you know that according to prognostications, the United States of America's employees are facing another extremely bad year of 2009? We have already the highest unemployment rate ever. At the same time, we are being told by economic experts that we should just put and pour our money into the economy, buy whatever we can buy. But you see, this is absolutely unsound advice, because what if you join the happy crowd of the unemployed, of the millions of people who are already unemployed? You have no more money left. Where do you end up? The government is not going to help you, I can tell you that. And so you're ending up on the street. Now, you should set aside a certain amount of money, if you can, for the rainy days, because they're going to come. At this point, we are told that the United Kingdom is facing a Great Depression worse than what happened in 1939. And that the country might very well end up in bankruptcy. Did you know that the state of California is already bankrupt? I recall how Governor Schwarzenegger came through the recall procedure into the office of governor, and he promised that he would stimulate the economy. Now it's bankrupt, so much so that Californians are being told that they're not going to get their refund for their state taxes anytime soon. But woe unto the employer if he is one day late with paying the payroll tax. We are looking into extremely bad situations. What about the healthcare situation? Now, we've heard so much about healthcare and universal healthcare, and that it's a crime that not every American has healthcare. Well, you know what's happening? That is where the government could have done something a long time ago, and they didn't. In the landlord-tenant relationship, the government has said that the landlord cannot just raise rents any time he or she pleases in order to protect the tenants. But nothing seems to be in that regard applicable to the healthcare insurance business. And so I have, for instance, healthcare insurance. I have to pay an extremely high deductible, first of all, to even get into the benefit of some kind of coverage. But now my healthcare insurance, within the last 6 months, less than the last 6 months, has raised the rates twice in the amount of 18% each. And there doesn't seem to be any care preventing them to do these kind of mafia-like methods to take advantage of the customer. I recently saw that movie by Michael Moore, which was called Sicko, and of course, you know, some have said, oh, he's just exaggerated things, and he used some wrong data and all of that, but I was quite impressed when he talked about the situation in France. He didn't even mention Germany, but I'm coming originally from Germany, know how the healthcare situation is over there, and it is absolutely true that everything is pretty much free once you pay your minimal deductible of maybe 10 or so euros. See, if they can do it, why is it impossible for the United States of America to do that, to really bring about some change? We are printing money like crazy right now. And of course, as some have pointed out, we are facing sure inflation. I recall that during the Weimar Republic, you couldn't even get a loaf of bread for 1 million Reichsmarks. In today's currency, we're talking about 500,000 euros. You couldn't even get a loaf of bread for that. My friends, we are facing dire times and the situation will much worse. Don't you have hope in a messiah-like figure like Mr. Obama? Your hope will be shattered because this is not the solution to our problems. Stay tuned because we are trying to give you spiritual advice as the days will get darker and more the night will be approaching. Because a sunlight, a new morning will begin, but first we have to go through some terrible times to learn some dire and important lessons. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.